Chapter 1. The Roman Empire and the Men Who Turned the World Upside Down. World history begins with God's creation, Genesis 1, and man's fall in the garden, Genesis 3. Without this framework, the study of history, the study of man's behavior and social systems, would be completely misguided. That is why secular social studies and history classes, which reject this framework, become nothing more than the futile exercise of the blind leading the blind. Man's fall in the garden resulted in murder, violence, and chaos on a grand scale, Genesis 6:11, as well as murder, violence, and chaos between smaller tribal groups, Genesis 14, 1-12. After the flood and the dispersion at the Tower of Babel, a thick darkness settled over the world, especially on those tribes that were completely cut off from trade routes and access to God's revelation that came through such men as Abraham and Moses. This is why the most degraded practices were found among the Aztecs in the 16th century and the isolated Pacific Islanders in the 19th century. Mass-scale murders and gross moral degradations have been perpetrated by the great humanist empires in history: Babylon, Greece, Rome, China, Germany, Russia, and modern-day America, while the decentralized tribes have degraded themselves on smaller scales. Issues in focus. Christ's kingdom trumps all others. The kingdoms of men going back as far as Nimrod's Babel, Genesis 11, have attempted to give glory to man. They work to solve man's problems by powerful governments, and they always fail. The rise and fall of the greatest empires of the ancient world were prophesied by the prophet Daniel. These include Nebuchadnezzar's Babylon, Cyrus's Persia, Alexander the Great's Greece, and finally, Rome under the Caesars. All would be set aside, and they would render fealty to the greatest kingdom of all. And in the days of these kings, the God of heaven will set up a kingdom which shall never be destroyed, and the kingdom shall not be left to other people. It shall break in pieces and consume all these kingdoms, and it shall stand forever. Daniel 2:44. Under the sovereignty of Christ, Satan was allowed free rein to govern a fallen world from 4000 BC to AD 30. As the God of this world, and the Prince of the Power of the Air, the Spirit who now works in the sons of disobedience, Ephesians 2, 2-3. Before pronouncing the curse upon Adam and Eve after their fall into sin, God graciously promised salvation from their dreadful condition. He proclaimed that the seed of the woman would crush the head of the serpent, Genesis 3:15. At first, the Lord God made a covenant with one man, who traveled from Ur of the Chaldees into the land of Canaan around 1900 BC. Only one family on earth would maintain a relationship with the true and living God during these early centuries, while the rest of the world lay in darkness.